Let us pray.
God Almighty, it is in fact the gospel of Jesus Christ that we stand in. And Lord, we thank you for opening our hearts and our minds and enabling us to believe that Christ Jesus is Lord, that he is our Savior, and that we need him desperately. Lord, may our hearts and minds be open to your word as you see fit this day. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I think we live in a noisy world today. What I mean by noisy is the number of different voices that are out there that we can listen to. For example, I was on my phone the other day for the commute, before the commute, not on the commute. Don't drive and text, kids. I was going through the app, the podcast app, looking for something new to fill the time of the commute. I scrolled for like 30 seconds or so, and then I just closed it. There were too many options. There's so many voices there that I could listen to that I just quit. We see this all over the place. Go to YouTube. Anybody a big fan of YouTube? You can burn some hours on YouTube. You scroll that homepage, and that YouTube engine will do what? Just keep feeding new voice after new voice. I haven't reached the end of the YouTube homepage. I assume there's an end. You can just keep going. Go old school. Turn the TV on. Same thing, 24/7, night and day. There are voices of news and entertainment out there that we can listen to. Step into social media and things really get weird, right? Everybody gets a voice on social media. You don't need any credentials. You can take your voice and you can send it across the world. They can take their voice, send it literally across the world to you to listen to. We live in a noisy world. So when we listen to these voices and we listen to the wrong voice and we follow it into sin, it's natural that we would say it's a volume issue. We can't help it. The voices are there. I have to listen to them. I have to follow them just because there's so many of them. We think this is a present day problem. But when we look at the text, especially this Jeremiah story and honestly the whole Bible, right? We look at the text, the scriptures, we see that this voice thing is not a new issue. Following the wrong voice goes all the way back to where? Adam and Eve. Back to the time of creation. This is a problem that's existed for humanity for centuries and centuries. So our text this morning, this Jeremiah text, is Jeremiah 23. It drops us into a conversation that God is having with Jeremiah. God wasn't happy. These shepherds, they were destroying and scattering the sheep of God's pasture. God was angry because they were lying to people. They were misleading the Israelites. And you think about a shepherd, the worst thing a shepherd can do is take this flock that he is supposed to care for and scatter them, break them into smaller groups, or even isolate a single sheep. What happens when that happens? That sheep becomes vulnerable, right? It weakens that sheep. Easy targets for predators when a sheep is by itself. These reckless shepherds, these false voices in the time, they were taking God's word and they were twisting it up and they were distorting it and they were manipulating it. And it was leading God's people into sinful living. It was leading them into spiritual darkness. Made them prime pickings for Satan and all that Satan works through. God's not happy about this, is he? God spoke these chilling words. He said, "Behold, I will attend to you for your evil deeds." Boy, you hear an angry father right there. That's like a father in the modern context going, "I'm going to deal with you in a minute." And we look at other translations, and God said, "I will pour out my judgment on you. I will bestow punishment on you." God doesn't play around when it comes to false prophets misleading his people, his chosen people, into danger, into harm, into spiritual darkness. God takes that very, very seriously. These shepherds are supposed to be protecting, shielding, guarding these people in the truth of God's words. And in fact, they were doing the complete opposite. They were putting the Israelites into harm. But let's not let the Israelites off the hook. Right? They weren't innocent victims here. These Israelites, even though they had lots of noise in their ears around them, they still had two things. One, They still had good prophets like Jeremiah speaking the truth of God's word. And two, they had free will. They had the truth of God coming to them through good prophets, the truth. They knew what was right and wrong, and they had the choice to choose right or wrong. They knew God's word. They knew what was right. They knew what his voice sounded like. And they get to choose then, do I follow God's perfect voice? Do I follow his righteous word, or do I go and chase after all the other voices around me? And so we're in chapter 23 of Jeremiah. Go through chapters 1 through 22 earlier in the book, and we see this thing playing out where God puts his word in front of the people, and they repeatedly chase after another voice. They had true prophets, they had the word of God, but they chased after other things. So in that truth, we can say that these Israelites were not innocent victims. It was not all to blame their circumstances, and they were just helpless. In our world today, this noisy world we live in, we too are not innocent victims. We have God's word. We have his word in truth. We know what his voice says. We also have free will. We get to choose. Plus, we have the Holy Spirit. We have God's very Holy Spirit, who Christ Jesus called the Helper, there to guide us, to lead us, to direct us, to warn us, to pull us back. So that begs the question, what voices are we listening to these days? What voices are we following with our whole heart, soul, and mind on a daily basis? Or let's look at it this way. Let's pretend someone was able to shadow you 24/7 for 5 straight days. What voice would they say is leading you? What voice would they say you're listening to in how you treat other people? What voice would they say is guiding you in your decision between right and wrong? What voice would they say leads you through conflict? What voice would they say affects and impacts what you believe about tomorrow, or the day after that, or the day after that, or 10 years from now? What voice would they say carries you through tragedy and violence? And what voice would they say speaks to you personally about your individual value and worth? These are tough questions. And if you're like me, you probably cringe at those answers a little bit. Because you know that if you're like me, you follow the wrong voice all the time. That voice comes forward. And it's so easy to follow the wrong voice into sin, especially if that voice endorses some sin that I'm particularly favorable to. There is one real voice of truth in our lives, and it is not things like the U.S. Constitution. It is not things like a political party or a news outlet. The real voice of truth is not the neighbor that lives next door. The real voice of truth is not any CEO, athlete, or celebrity. And the real voice of truth is most certainly not the voice that comes from our own sinful flesh. Your opinion is not the voice of authority in your life. My opinion is not the voice of authority and truth in my life. There is one voice of authority and truth in my life and yours, and it is God Almighty. Every other voice is at best secondary to God. Now, if we thumb through the pages of the Old Testament, we will see how God allowed his people to feel some of his wrath. Little portions of his wrath, not the full, the little portions of his wrath. And it's interesting how human beings like us, we need a little bit of that, right? We need to feel a little bit of a sting of our sinful living so that we see the harm of our sinful living. It makes it real for us. But even though God allowed his people to feel a little bit of his wrath, he still loved them. And we see that in this Jeremiah text right here. God said in verses 5 and 6, "Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch, and he shall reign as king and deal wisely, and shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In his days, Judah will be saved, and Israel will dwell securely." That's God speaking love right there, because that righteous branch he's talking about is Jesus. Jesus Christ, our Savior. God sent Jesus in the world so that people then and people now could be saved through him. He came into the world, flesh and blood, as the voice of God, so that people then and people now can hear the very word of God. But we know Jesus didn't just come to talk, did he? He didn't just come to share some wisdom. Jesus came to die. Jesus came to rise. And Jesus has promised to come back again. Huge stuff that our Lord Jesus did for us. Jesus gave up his very life so that sinners, backsliders, and fools like you and me that follow the wrong voice all the time can be forgiven and loved and cherished and saved by God Almighty. He did all of that so that you and I can live forever. God's not happy when we follow the wrong voices, but when we turn back to him, through Christ, God absolutely showers us and covers us with his love and forgiveness, and he makes us right with him again. That's how amazing our God is. Now, our world today is not going to get any quieter. If anything, the world's probably just going to get louder. There's probably going to be more voices that we can hear on a daily basis. And there will be times when we get caught up in it. Especially when something big goes down, something big happens, and emotions are running high, there will be times we get caught up and we follow the wrong voice. Which is why it's important for us to every single day stop, pause, and give intentional thought to what voices am I listening to on a daily basis? What voices am I following? Is the voice that I'm following scattering the flock, or is it collecting it under Christ? Is the voice that I am leading or I am following leading me to confession? Or is that voice saying, "You're good as you are"? Is the voice that I am following me telling me that my sins are far too great for God to wash away? Or is that voice telling me that I am forgiven and loved through Christ? Is the voice that I am listening to on a daily basis telling me that I'm a lost cause, I'm too far gone? Or is that voice telling me that I am a beloved, cherished child of God, baptized in the waters of baptism and brought back to new life, that every day when I wander away, the Holy Spirit chases me back down? Is that voice telling me that message? Amidst all the noise in our world, we need to be listening for the voice of God. Listening for the voice of God. And practically speaking, where do we hear the voice of God? Between these two covers. The voice of God, the word of God, between these two covers. We need to be going back to this every single day to convict us when we get off track, but even more to restore us, because life in itself is knocking us at the knees. Life in itself is showing us something's wrong by hardship and trial. We need to go back to this book so it'll restore us. It'll pick us back up. It'll tell us that there's a Savior that gave up his life completely and fully so that we could be with him forever. That we are loved, that we are cherished, that we are forgiven. Between the pages of this book, God's word reminds us of that. There's a story I came across with, I'll close with here, is in this book called The Tardy Ox Cart, by Charles Swindoll. I have no idea what the title means, but it's an awesome book of short stories. And it talked about this idea, and it connected to the Word of God. I want to share this with you. And it's talking about the American Banking Association. It talks about tellers and paper currency, so it's a little dated, right? So the American Banking Association once sponsored a two-week training program to help bank tellers detect counterfeit bills. The program was unique. Never during the two-week training did the tellers even look at a counterfeit bill, nor did they listen to any lectures concerning the characteristics of counterfeit bills. All they did for 2 weeks was handle authentic currency, hour after hour, day after day, until they were so familiar with the true that they couldn't possibly be fooled by the false. We need to study, meditate on, and apply God's word on a daily basis, so much so that we can't possibly be fooled by those false voices around us. May our ears, our hearts, and our minds be daily tuned in to God, to his revealing and restoring word. Until that day comes, where praise God Almighty, we enter into his eternal kingdom and we see him face to face. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, as we go out into this world, Lord, you know what's coming. You know the conflict, you know the challenge, you know the difficulty, you know the heartache and the sorrow. Lord, I pray amidst all the voices that your voice would be loudest, that your voice would be the one that we cannot ignore, we cannot run from. Lord, may you restore us each day as we go through the trials and difficulties of this life. And Lord, may you have great mercy on us when we do follow the wrong voice. May your Holy Spirit track us down and bring us back to your loving embrace. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.